Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Classes are back in session today in Monroe Township, Gloucester County. Public schools were closed for most of the week as the district dealt with a cybersecurity threat. More now from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
After 3 days without classes, Monroe Township Public School Superintendent Susan Fix sent a message to families saying internet access was restored so students and teachers could get back in the buildings today. But there are unanswered questions, and parents and students want to know what exactly went wrong.
Really, the uncertainty is what's getting me, and it's just really confusing right now.
That's Williamstown High School senior Owen Denton speaking to NBC 10. Now, the district did not release many specifics. Officials say there was an internet intrusion, and there were technical issues, quote, that were the result of actions of an unauthorized third party. What exactly that was, who could have been involved, if any information was compromised, all that has not been released. And leading up to today, there were no updates about the closure and reopening on the district website. The last post on the Facebook page was from 2 weeks ago. In Monroe Township, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia caretaker who admitted to dumping a toddler's body and pleaded to voluntary manslaughter will spend at least the next decade behind bars. As we hear from KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson, the boy's family never got his body back.
2-year-old King Hill went missing in early July of 2021 after his caretaker, Tiana Parks, told police she dropped him at his mother's house. But Parks' story quickly unraveled. Prosecutors went through the evidence they collected against Parks, cell phone searches of how to treat a skull fracture and what do raccoon eyes mean, as well as surveillance video and pictures of the last time the toddler was seen. Parks, who was a long-term babysitter for Hill, eventually told investigators she was helping Hill with potty training when he had an accident and she shook him and then threw him down and put him in the bathtub while she went out to smoke drugs. She said she went back in and Hill was unresponsive in the tub. Prosecutors pointed out she never got help or called anyone, but instead tried to cover her tracks and dumped the toddler's body in a pile of trash, which was later burned before investigators could locate it. Hill's family called his death devastating and cried through much of what the prosecutors were saying. The defense said Parks suffered major trauma and abuse as a child and had significant mental health issues, which landed her in that state. He pointed to the pandemic, isolation, and distress, which he says caused his client to have a psychotic break. He and her supporters told the judge Parks was a loving, kind soul who would do anything for anyone. Ultimately, the judge gave Parks 12 to 30 years behind bars with mental health treatment. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Arts organizations in Philadelphia are getting a big boost in funding from the city because of an unexpectedly large budget surplus. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us that City Council approved millions in additional spending.
Patricia Wilson Aiden of the Philadelphia Cultural Alliance spent months trying to convince the city to spend more on the arts, but it seemed that even she could hardly believe her success.
Mayor Kenney and City Council have done exactly that by appropriating more than $20 million for arts and culture. This is unprecedented.
The money will go to museums, mural arts, music venues, and the new Calder Gardens, among other institutions. Council also approved millions in spending on parks and rec, services for youth in the severely overcrowded Juvenile Justice Center, and public safety projects. But not everyone was happy. Councilman David O moved to delay the spending bill because he's angry about how money for relocating crime victims is being spent. Much of last year's appropriation went to the district attorney's office, but O claimed no one was actually moved.
We are talking about vulnerable people who cannot remain at home, who were being literally shot at.
O's colleagues expressed concern but would not second his motion. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The council also passed a bill making a 10 p.m. curfew for minors permanent. It would be 9:30 for kids 13 and under and wouldn't apply to teens going to and from work or to homeless youth.
A Chester County restaurant has been ordered to pay nearly $200,000 to a group of employees for back wages. With more on this, KYW's Hadas Kuznets.
According to a federal court judgment against Taqueria Moraleon in Avondale, owner Isidore Rodriguez has been ordered to pay about $194,000 to 68 employees. James Kane, District Director of the U.S. Department of Labor, Wage and Hour Division in Philadelphia, says that some tipped employees at the restaurant were not paid a cash wage and were not paid for training time, meeting time, and overtime.
These are very common violations in the restaurant industry to find that employees are not paid for overtime properly, and also that servers oftentimes are not paid correctly as far as the cash wage that's required to go along with tips.
Rodriguez was also fined more than $47,000 for not properly maintaining time and payroll records and not recording some cash payments for wages. A message left with Rodriguez's daughter at the restaurant was not immediately returned. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, wage theft is a big problem. In a statement, they explained that their labor investigation department recovered nearly $35 million worth of back wages nationwide last year. Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.